Sometimes it's about content. But sometimes, you see, sometimes you become famous in one way or another. That means you are bigger, or greater, or more important. But you are famous because other people appreciate you. You see, if you are if you were great grandfather, or whatever it was a great, great Jewish scholar, the environment in which he lived would appreciate it. Now, if he was, he became a professor of, say, of zoology,
mm-hmm.
an expert in tailless amphibians,
mm-hmm.
then he would have a bigger name. Now, is it an advantage going from this part to the other? Not necessarily.
For the amphibians, it is.
Possibly for the amphibians. And possibly, you see, there was once in Russia, end of the 19th century, there was a wave of conversion to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
None of it was, I mean, conversions. They were, they just, it was convenience or
mm-hmm.
whatever it was. And one of them, the famous Volson, was a famous person. He said, "I'm not like my friends. I converted out of conviction."
Mm.
People knew him. And they knew how he laughed at the whole thing. He created, I suppose, he said, "עד שלא נוצרתי, אני כדאי." עכשיו שנוצרתי, כאילו לא נוצרתי. So they looked at him. What do you mean, I've conviction? He said, "I was completely convinced that to be a professor in Petersburg is better than to be a beloved in Petrichev." Now, okay, so there was a conviction, and he became professor
mm-hmm.
in Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And he had possibly much higher salary and much better, easier way of life. Could you see it as an advantage? It's very doubtful. Very doubtful. So, I'm, look.
Why is it doubtful?
It's doubtful because that would be, how do you evaluate? And of course, the sense of values. If being rich is the mark, then you can say there are certain ways of doing it. If being famous is the only mark, there are certain ways of doing it. And being, you see, let's put it this way. If you are a genuine holy man, feel young, nobody will pay for it.